Добрый день, друзья. Для нас большая радость и большая честь.
Hello, dear friends. Great joy for us to be able to conduct this workshop and hear the friends. We made up some very complex questions, as always, that will enable us to discover our soul, to tell each other about the most important things in life. Kovchenko from Peter.
Yeah, friends, it's a great pleasure to be here with you to give a lesson to the brothers, the workshop questions. So let's go through this lesson in a special dvikut, a special bestowal to the Creator. We'll give them pleasure together. We have three workshop questions that we've planned. Each one will be 10 minutes. So let's connect through the galaxy and two, three friends in every group. So let's join into bigger groups. So we make at least tens comprised of seven or eight people. You connect here, Petach Tikva 3, I see you. So everybody with one another in the groups, and we will go through a strong workshop, true and spiritual. Our focus group for the first question will be the group, Chelyabinsk. Chelyabinsk, our friends. And the first question is, and we're going to keep changing the focus groups every time, so the whole world will hear you. So if you want to be a focus group, you can put up your question mark. If not, we just choose whoever we think. So raise a question mark, stating you want to be the focus group. So any language, any group, lift it up and the whole world will hear you. First of all, we're going to read a quote, then we're going to ask the question, and in about 7 minutes, we're going to speak about the topic in a very precise way, meaning if you're 10 people in the group, 10 minutes, so you got about 50 seconds per person. Very important to listen to the friends. No need to express yourself for 5 minutes. Everybody have a small calculation, 50 seconds, give an example, and that's it.
And the first source material we're going to read is from Rabash. The article, what is that our sages said that King David had no life? If our sages said that he needs to receive, to that extent he feels the lack. And when he feels his lack, he goes to see the reason why he cannot correct his deficiency. So we need to believe in our sages who said that we're missing the matter of dvikut, which is a matter of equivalence of form, meaning, as it is written, as he is merciful, so am I. It turns out that to the extent in which he believes that the Creator bestows all the good to the whole world, to that extent he has to also bestow to the Creator. And then, when a person believes that the Creator bestows to the whole world, from that a person needs to receive importance and greatness of the Creator, similar to a person who is important in corporeality, where we see that there's a great reward if one can serve important people. As from the service itself, a person receives delight and pleasure, and needs no other reward. It turns out that according to the faith in his mind, to that extent he can work in the matter of faith.
And now please, in the tens, tell the friends, what is it for you? What is the Creator for you? What is the greatness of the Creator for you? Tell the friends, as much as the Creator is great. Please, 7 minutes.
Thank you. Ну, наверное, можно сказать, что у меня у самого нет нету такого чувства величия Творца.
Well, you could probably say, I don't have such a feeling of the greatness of the Creator, but it rises only to the extent in which I incorporate with the friends and the group gives me that importance. And then we receive this importance. I'm passing it to Maxim, Ilya, Ruslan, Alexei, and so on.
It seems to me that the Creator is managing this huge lab, this world kli. He's in everyone's thoughts, he's in everyone's desires, playing, moving, educating us in such a way that we will have all possibilities to reach the correction. And every time you're amazed how he does it.
I'm sorry, but there's the wrong question on the subtitles. Ignore it. The question is, tell each other how great the Creator is. Don't look at the question on the screens.
Илья, микрофон выключен.
Творец велик настолько, что то, что мы видим, и то, что мы ощущаем,
the Creator is great to the extent that what we see and feel, we connect all of this in order to connect as quick as we can to the eternal life. Life of perfection, wholeness.
Ну да, вот каждый из нас добавляет этих граней величия Творца. Вот на сегодняшний день, насколько
each adds his part in the greatness of the Creator.
Все средства для продвижения.
And you can see how today he gave us ideally all the means for advancement. There aren't too many means, but they're very clear. You don't need to disperse. You have all the possibilities before you.
Все необходимое для того, чтобы продвинуть свое творение. Вот, хоть и
he gives everything necessary to help everybody advance. On one hand, it seems that maybe things aren't exactly for the best, but once we increase the importance of the faith above reason, so we see that everything is just wrapped in love, made to give pleasure to the creatures. There's no bad in the world.
Да, конечно, Творец велик, и мы видим это в товарищах своих. Вы посмотрите, вот нас еще было.
Yes, the Creator is great, and we see this in our friends. Look at this. Even in the beginning of the lesson, we weren't too many, and look how all of a sudden everyone is here. Everyone came to support our 10, and it's simply wonderful. You see this and you believe the greatness of the Creator and everything. It's simply magnificent.
Да, величие Творца это, конечно же, величие товарищей. Насколько ты вкладываешься в товарищей, насколько ты полностью отдаешься этим состояниям, где каждый товарищ.
It's also as much as you.
Есть Творец, и ты должен идти путем высшего знания. Не смотри, что тебе показывает товарищ.
The Kabbalists tell you have to go above reason. Not to see the things as it seems to you, compared to the friends in a narrow way, but it all comes from the Creator, and specifically that is what you have to yearn for. That is the greatness of the Creator.
Я продолжу, товарищи. Разве это не величие Творца, когда Он собирает со всего мира искры?
I'll continue the friends. Is it not the greatness of the Creator where He collects the sparks of love from the whole world, the sparks of seeking the truth, the sparks that went through such searches, effortful ones that doesn't matter the mentality, nothing matters. It connects us all. We're all equal. We're all identical in this yearning of ours. And only through the point in the heart we look at the friends. Only from the point in our heart we connect, and then the bodies disappear and we discover this system which connects us. And then all these strings are lit up, and we understand that we're all connected. It's an immense system.
Назначайте, ребят, кто? Андрей, Андрюша, Михайлин.
Ну, кто без камер, подключайтесь, если будет возможность, я пока продолжу. Ну, у нас есть такая уникальная возможность.
So we have such an exceptional opportunity to use this virtual channel in order to connect with one another, to help one another, because this process, it's gradual, it's complex, it's difficult, it takes time. There's such a gratitude to the Creator that we have such an opportunity to help each other. And there's greatness, gratitude for the Creator.
Да, с каждым днем раскрывается величие Творца, величие товарищей, потому что то, что
every single day we discover the greatness of the Creator more and the greatness of the friends. Because what happens in these workshops, these incorporation, how we hear one another, feel one another, feel the sorrow of the friends, feel this desire to merge into one kli. And every day we go out to the road, out on the streets to work, it just shows us how we can hear. And now the situation is much worse because many can hear us. And all these Kabbalistic texts are, they truly go over our bones, and everything becomes more transparent. And that is where the greatness is revealed. Илья.
Говорим всем большое спасибо за первую часть семинара.
Friends, thank you so much for the first part of the workshop, for the first question. We're just sitting and listening to the focus group and enjoying the connection, the words.
We're reminding you that if you have 2-3 people in your group, then take an example from Senka, who moved to Chelyabinsk and is kind of being washed over by the friends. So if you notice behind me, there are my favorite books. Some of them are also Semyon. What a wonderful situation. I love those books and the programs that I recommended to everyone.
So let's keep going. We have Canada, Florida. Maybe we can all go from Canada to Florida, everybody together. You'll have 6 people there. So, yeah, it's twice as much. So the next focus group will be PT23. PT23, please prepare yourselves to bestow to the whole world. So the next part, Rabash article 28, what is do not add and do not take away in the work. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then it is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, when he sees within reason that he is bare, and for the sake of the bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
And the question, how do you receive from the friends the greatness of the Creator? How do you add in this? How do you receive from the friends the greatness of the Creator, and how will you add when it comes to this? Please, about 7 minutes.
Okay, friends. So first of all, it's great to be here with everybody. Getting greatness of the friends isn't a problem. It's actually easy to have that in reason. You see live examples all the time. Just a small effort to anon, you can truly see an example. Let's say now, at this moment, a huge friend from I-10 went out of a home in the car to bring me something I needed. Anyway, there are endless examples. The greatness of the Creator is expressed that the friends just constantly give you importance. And for us, we do it in a few ways. The friends will add, but just to speak about one form, is that we keep the matter of Gabai and Shatz, that they switch out every day. So for us, it's just fire, new Gabai and Shatz every day. And what they do, it's work that you can't forget it. Every day, the level just keeps going up. So friends, please continue.
Yes, whoever doesn't feel this, then be jealous. And in I-10 we get examples that are endless, meaning friends from the morning till night, all they engage in giving the greatness of the goal to the friends, just to look for trickery of how to raise the importance for friends.
I completely agree with the friends. I'm envious of myself for having such a 10 that are bestowing in any state possible, doesn't matter what, always wanting to be more connected, to come out of your own deficiency and be in connection. Every possible task, Ergabaim and Shatzim, and the fact that every day they change out, this even gave us more of a chance to be even more connected. All this, of course, thanks to the Creator, that we are connected to this reality every day. And in our connection with the friends to the whole world, l'chaim.
The greatness and importance of the friends we attain by seeing how the friends keep times, how they come on time, how they take roles in dissemination and really take them all the way, they remain on them for years. The persistence of the friends is the greatest thing. This is how you take the greatness of the Creator and add by appearing like them. You stay to the end, you take roles on. Let's go, Daniel.
We remember the principle that there can't be greatness of the Creator more than greatness of the friends. Sorry, I can't hear him good. Now, how can I increase the greatness of the Creator? by only through the left line, but not by criticizing the 10. It has to be criticizing myself. What else can I add? Sorry, he's breaking up.
One adds is the greatness. If it's a WhatsApp notice, if it's some other Zoom meeting, it always awakens. And welcome, Avi, to the 10. You just came up. You went down in a degree from 24 to 23. You need to rise up again.
It's just in order to rise. First of all, just to see the friends here on the screen, that everybody's aimed at the same goal, to reveal love, that really it's a lot of examples for devotion. But it all starts in us. That's exactly the come and see, that action that we'll do towards the center of the 10. Every action like this increases the kli, opens the heart. So just to integrate in that deficiency of all the friends, and to be in gratitude and do it in happiness and pass it on to all of humanity from our connection. Gadi.
Yes, and I'm really impressed, actually, from just hearing the friends and hearing their devotion, hearing the point in the heart that exists in each of them, the common efforts. And this whole thing is actually, we take it inwards and ask the light to be able to shine for us. The greatness that's in the friends, and of course through them to him. And who will continue now? Ofer.
Yeah, greatness of the Creator. You can see that in the friend very well from the friend's efforts. As much as they are truly, especially during the day, making efforts to open the heart, to lift the friends up. And that small effort of opening your heart, that's where everything hides. Because we know the work is built from efforts above the difficulty. There you can see the greatness of the friends. And Goldberg, keep going.
Thank you, Ofer. Thank you, Petach Tikva 23. Thank you very much. There's no greater pleasure than to hear the friends. These are the most special words that the friends say all over the world. It actually emerges from you.
I heard from the friends once that in the 10, I couldn't go into the galaxy. And he said, I went to a 10 from Petach Tikva and I got such an impression. They're only speaking about spirituality. It's 10s where everybody are already in Atzilut. So these are the most important moments in my life, hearing the focus group from Petach Tikva. So I remembered those words of my friends. So it was really exceptional. Thank you, friends.
And the next focus group, we are kind of jumping between Chelyabinsk and Israel. Now we're moving to Asia. So our friends from Asia, the remote control that controls the world is in your hands, and you will tell thousands and hundreds of our friends that are hearing us, and you'll pass on your thoughts. So now the article from Rabash, number 7. What is man and what is a beast in the work? Specifically, those who want to go in the matter of bestowing feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill the emptiness specifically with exaltedness, which is called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason in greatness and importance of the Creator. And they do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot.
So the question for the workshop in the 10 and the group is, how you give the friends greatness of the Creator, how to add, how you give the greatness of the Creator and how to add greatness of the Creator.
Avi, when you're ready. Microphone.
Share with your friends something that you felt and learned in the lesson. Oh, something else. How do you give the friends the greatness of the Creator?
Well, простите, пожалуйста, опять. Не обращайте внимания на титры. В титрах опять Леона Хон, Шейла.
Wait again. Sorry, one second. The question is, the correct question is, how do you give the friends greatness of the Creator and how to add? How do you give the friends greatness of the Creator and how to add?
Well, to give the friends the greatness of the Creator and how to add to it, it's probably the best thing is to do is to really open your heart and show them that the love that you're giving them is really coming through the Creator. That you are only the conduit, and beside the Creator, there's none else beside Him. He's first, after all, and He's last. And we are in the middle here, just trying to connect the two ends. And those two ends is my friends and the Creator. So this love that we can bring to the friends, really what it does is it reveals the Creator to them, because it's revealing the quality of bestowal. And that quality is what the bestowal, what the Creator is all about. So only through love we can attain anything. Rob, please.
Yeah, we know that it is said that from love of friends we come to love of the Creator. And so one could also say that from the greatness of friends we come to the greatness of the Creator. So to reach the greatness of the Creator, let us give each other greatness of friends. Raise the friends in each other's eyes, lift them up, that each friend will see his other friend as being great, and to add even more and more. Thank you.
Amnon?
I must show my friends that I take responsibility for their spirituality, for the path. It's my duty to create this path together with them, and that we are in a process, and then in that process everybody is equal, and just keep showing how different the path is compared to what we have otherwise, and how this is the investment to make. Gadi?
Yeah, the friends are strong. They are the best example. They are always in the morning lesson, and they're always initiating projects, and they're running courses of Kabbalah for beginners, and they are the best example, and they do it because the love they have is to the Creator, that greatness they have to the Creator. And this is how they teach me to love Him and not to go directly to Him. Pendu, please.
Thanks, Gadi. Yeah, I think we need to see the friend as greater than ourselves, because without knowing ourselves and without seeing the friends greater than us, then we cannot see the greatness of the friends, and then afterwards seeing the greatness of the Creator. So we know ourselves and we work with them in the group, and always to try to pray that if we cannot see them as great, so it's us who need to be corrected, because our vision is not correct. So we work with them, we pray, and then we integrate more and more, because the only way we can integrate the friends where we can reveal the Creator is through the annulment and more connections. Shimon?
Even to listen to each friend, really you get so much the greatness of the Creator. Every friend is such a great example and gives so much inspiration. And all the world clear, and we have so many now, so many opportunities to integrate. And this integrate really builds the vessel. And this vessel really, all the time, attracts the light more and more. And we have all the time to give example to each other. It doesn't matter what we feel, we can play, we can do, but all the time to add more and more to bring the friend the greatness of the Creator. And we have really endless opportunities, we just have to use it. Shalom.
Yes, we have opportunities, and we have friends, terrific friends. And today, the greatest friends joined us. So we are in the sky. The group is the work, the groundwork of our right. Without admiring the group, which are the creator. We can't create any connection with the group. We have to connect to the group as one. We have to learn how to be. We have to learn how to unify. And the possibilities to get some part on some smell or some kind of sense of the what the Creator is all about.
Ed, please.
Well, I get influenced by the friends, by being like a drop of semen in a room, and just adhering to the friends and completely annulling. And in that way, anything that the friends transmit or feel, I immediately, it's my feeling, my thoughts are their thoughts. And I become completely annulled to the friends and adhere to them, so that the only thoughts and feelings I have are of the nine. And then I can add to it, because I feel this greatness and this appreciation of the Creator that brought me here in this group, looked after me, made me from nothing.
Товарищи, Зази, спасибо большое, спасибо всему мировому Кли за такой семинар, за такое.
Thank you very much to our friends from Asia, to the whole world Kli, for what a wonderful workshop, for such building of connections between us. It's amazing fun to hear you.
Yeah, and we were really lucky. So, thank you, Asia, And I see the Haifa screen on Haifa group on the screen. I love that group. And we're getting close to the end of our workshop of today. So let's discuss it together. Tell each other what you felt during the lesson. Your impressions.
Here, a friend said about Haifa, so Haifa could be our focus group.
Пожалуйста, поделитесь, что вы поняли, почувствовали, узнали на этом уроке. Поделитесь любовью друг к другу, пожалуйста.
Share the love between you.
I'll start. First of all, it's been a long time since I've seen a lot of the friends here. So it really makes me happy. Please keep going. Sorry, friends, he's breaking up.
Always when Rav gives the lesson, we receive the upper light through the Rav. Now we have instructors that are great, and we're incorporated in the workshop all the time. We're doing this together, one with another. This is what this lesson's all about.
What I felt special in this workshop is a lot of changing states. And for a second there, you really feel directed to the goal, and there's a special feeling. Suddenly everything disappears, and there's as if negative feelings that appear. But it gives a lot of confidence. It's supporting. That's what usually happens when we're together. So, also in this lesson, it's strong and gives a lot of forces to keep going.
Can you hear me? I noticed when we started the lesson, I'm sorry, it's very broken up. I'll continue. I moved to the Haifa group and I met here friends from the new state. We were put here in the virtual state and you get strength and force. What an amazing world clear we have. How immense. And the workshop simply revives. It lets you feel the friends as close, that you're truly with them on the same path, the same goal. And it truly gives us the opportunity to incorporate once again in our Vood. The Creator gave us a goal, the Kabbalists, Rav, and we need to help one another implement and to see how happy the Creator is from what we're doing. L'chaim.
а я буду говорить по-русски. Наши уважаемые лекторы сегодня, ведущий, они понимают русский язык.
I'll speak in Russian. Our hosts today, they understand Russian. They're Russian speakers.
Большая часть мирового кли, они тоже русскоязычные, а всем остальным переведут.
The big part of the world kli are Russian speakers.
Сегодня у нас десятка очень сборная. Очень разные десятки собрались из Хайфы.
And today we have a team from Israel, from Petah Tikva are even here.
И образовалась очень особая атмосфера, которую так умеет создать Костя Кальченко и его
Such an atmosphere was created here that Costa knows how to give us and his partner there. We've missed you, Costa, for a long time. Everybody was ever on Mac Online. We miss him and hope he comes back.
Любовь. Вот что было у нас здесь в десятке. И то, что из наших сердец сердится.
What was in the ten was love. And that's what will be spilled from our hearts to the whole world.
Each of us has a deficiency, but very small. It's a point. If we incorporate between us, it'll be a common deficiency, a great one, a meaningful one. And only through this deficiency, this common one, we draw the reforming light. And for sure, from this, bring contentment to the Creator.
Товарищи, всем большое спасибо. Товарищи, всем большой привет.
Friends, thank you so much. Big hello to everybody. Thank you for this amazing workshop, for going deep in this lesson, and we have great happiness and pleasure that I hope we cause the Creator.
I would like to share what my friends from Peter wanted to say, as much as we love you, as much as you're precious for us.
We can't imagine our life without you. You are the most precious to us. Thank you very much, especially to number three from Peter, loves you all, so just know this, and if you have any difficult times or something else,
remember that we are always thinking about you, what's happening with you, what's going on with you. We are always praying for you, and we're always with you.
Yeah, it truly is like that. And let's summarize our meeting here, our workshop, with a song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo in che mi sono trovato qui con voi. il regalo più bello che ho. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, le manachai verai. Condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, le malachai verai. Shalom ba.